The Chachmei HaKabbalah have told us that there is a inyan on a daily basis of mentioning the Sheish Zechiros. That's found on page 1 of the Mar Mekomos. And the Zechiros are well known. L'man tisu as yom tseisecha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha yitzias Mitzrayim. The second is Maimir HaSinai, the obligation to remember the experience of Maimon HaSinai. We've had occasion in the past to mention the Ramban, both in his Perush al HaTorah and the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban indicates that this pasuk in Vayeschanan, these psukim in Vayeschanan, essentially are both a mitzvah say and mitzvah lo say. The obligation to pass on, to transmit a kind of masorah, the experiential element of Maimon HaSinai, what the Ramban calls the Eish HaTorah. The third is Maisa Amalek Mechiyoso. Zohar is Asher Oso Lecho Amalek Baderech Mitzesechem Mitzrayim. The fourth, Maisa Avoseinu Vibar. Zohar Al Tishkach Esa Shehikzavto Es Hashem Elokecha Bamidbar. The fifth is Miriam. Zohar is Asher Oso Hashem Elokecha the Miriam Baderech Mitzesechem Mitzrayim. And the sixth, refers to Shabbos, which on a daily basis, the Ramban writes, we have Mekayim, even over and apart, the Sheish Zechiros that are said after davening, in the context of the Mizmor Shir, the Yom HaShabbos that we say on a daily basis. The Magen Avraham, in Simen Samach, asked the following question. Why weren't Chazal Mesakein a separate Kriya for the other Zechiros? With the exception of Amalek, the other Zechiros are also in the Torah. And yet, we don't encounter a Shabbos that's dedicated to these Zechiros, with the exception of Amalek. The Shabbos before Purim, the Gemara says in Megillah, that this is the Zechira that we fulfill right before the Yom Tov of Purim. Niskorim benasim. First we have Zechira, and then we have the Asiyah of Purim. So the Magen Avraham indicates that the mitzvah d'oraisa one can actually fulfill when one reads the Parshas HaShavua. And therefore, Mechias Amalek, one can be Yotze when one reads the Parsha of Kisetze. Of course, as we know, the way we paskel the Halacha, the Radvaz, and other paskim bring down that a mitzvah d'oraisa requires kavana lotzeis. The fact that Chazal went ahead and were mesakein a separate kriya on Shabbos before Purim is only rabbinic in nature. But in reality, one can be yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa mechias Amalek every time one encounters Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. As a matter of fact, the Magen Avraham is a famous psak. If one missed Parshas Zohar, the week, the Shabbos before Purim. So then the Magen Avraham passes, what could be else with Pasha B'Shalach that we read on Purim morning? And if one misses that, so then one could be else when one comes in the Kriyas HaTorah in the course of the Seder Hashanah to Pasha Kisei, one could be else in Mechias HaMolek. So the fact that Chazal enacted the Takona of Mechias HaMolek, Shabbos before Purim, is a Din Rabbanan. But in reality, regarding the issue of Zechira, regarding Shabbos, so that we mentioned a moment ago, the Ramban, that one fulfills that on a daily basis. So the Ramban writes in Chumash, on the Pasuk in Aser Sadibros, Zochos Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, when we say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, that's a fulfillment of that din of Zochos Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Every day, Akim Daraisa, by virtue of mentioning the Shir Shalom. And so too, Yetzias Mitzrayim, also a Kiyam Daraisa. But that Kiyam Daraisa can be fulfilled preeminently B'Leil HaSeder, on Pesach, unquestionably. That element of Yetzias Mitzrayim is foremost in our minds. And regarding the Zechira of Maimon HaSinai, there we have the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So in effect, really, we have a fulfillment of these Zechira. So there are two that remain. One is the Zechira of Egel, And the other is the Chira of Maisa Miriam. So what about these two? Why is there no separate enactment of a Kriyas HaTorah for these two items? So the Magen Avraham says that we're talking about Genusan Shel Yisrael. In both of these areas, we're talking about there's an element of Gnai. So because there's an element of Gnai, Chazal do not want to be misaking a Shabbos, which would be distinctive for Genusan Shel Yisrael. The Malbim, in the Arzos HaChayim, the Malbim Kayadua not only wrote his magnum opus on Tanakh, but the Malbim was a great Baal Halacha, quite often cited in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Malbim, the Arzos HaChayim, says that we have actually a solution for the Zechira of the Chet HaEgel. That solution is the Parsha of Parah. You take a look here in the Mar Mekamos on page number 5. So the Mechaber says in Tav Reish Pei Hei, Yeshomim Sheparsha Zohar Uparsha Para Aduma Chayavim Bekora Midaraisa Lefikah Bnei Yishuvim Shein Lehem Minyan Tzichim Lovu Lamokam Sheish Minyan B'Shabbos Salolo Kedei Lishmoa Parshas Elu Shein Midaraisa. So we're familiar with Parsha Zohar being a Daraisa, but the same language that's used for Parsha Zohar is used by the Mechaber for Parsha Para. Yeshomim, that both of these, there's an obligation to read them in our Torah, and therefore, the outlying areas that don't necessarily have a minyan have to come to a larger metropolitan area where there is a minyan in order to heed these parshas that are daraisa. The Ramah even adds, "Yemiyef shalom lavam mikol mekom yizaru likrosam biniginasan uvetamam." So unquestionably, we are very makpid regarding Parsha Zohar, that we have the Shabbos before Purim, as we mentioned, that we're mekayim the mitzvah Parsha Zohar. But the question is Parshas Parah. So the Malbim suggests that perhaps the Zechira for the ego is fulfilled through the Parsha Parah mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch Yeshomim, that's min haTorah. Because the Magen Avraham asks, lo yadana, heicha remiza baraisa, where do we have any remez to this idea? So the Malbim answers that this is exactly the inyan of the Maisa Ego. As Rashi quotes in Parshas Chukas from Amesha Adarshan, Rashi indicates, based on the Medrash, that the Paraduma was an expiation for the Cheder Egel. And therefore, since we have there Imo Shemikaneach Tzoyas Beno, the entire episode of the Paraduma is Mechuban Kenega the Cheder Egel. And Mamela, when you read Pasha's Para, he suggests the Maisa Egel is already embedded in the Pasha's Para. That's a massive Chiddush, since it's based on Ramesha Adarshan, but certainly it's something that would seem to be legitimate. However, Chazal did not want to read the Parsha Egel, as I mentioned before, because it's Genusan Shel Yisrael. It's the Gnai of Klal Yisrael that we were involved in such a terrible transgression. And therefore, we have a better way of remembering the Cheder Egel through the medium of Parshas Parah. So again, this, of course, is a smach for the poskim, which is quoted by the Mechaber, that Parshas Parah is Midaraisa. What about the last Zechira, which is the Zechira of Maisa Miriam? Zechoris asher asa Hashem alokecha na Miriam baderech b'tzeisechem mi mitzvayim. Why did Chazal not enact a Kriya Nifredes? Why didn't they enact a separate Kriya Satera for the story of Miriam? So perhaps here again, we have a well-known statement of Chazal, familiar to all of us, the Gemara cites in the Megillah. It's a Medrash. It's a number of times found in Chazal, that regarding Maisi Amalek, when the Torah says, Zohar, Esar Asa'ol Chal Amalek, Baderech Bitzei Sechem Mitzrayim, so Chazal say, Yochel Belev, I might think that you can fulfill the mitzvah mentally, you can fulfill the mitzvah internally. There's no need necessarily to go ahead and articulate a particular parasha. She'omer lo sishka ha'reshich ha'salev omor. At the end of Kiseitzei, the Pasuk says, lo tishkach, so that already includes shich ha'salev. So mani mekayim zohar, the halacha is bepeh. That's a sifrei, midrashim, a gemara, that indicates that the zechira has to be something which is verbalized. So perhaps one could argue that the other zechiros, namely, perhaps one could be yotzi b'leib, because we only have lichora, such a miyot with reference to parsha zohar, that I would think it could be yotzi b'leib, tamulomer has to be bepeh. However, there's a Taras Kohen name in the beginning of parsha b'chukosai, what the Torah's Kohanim indicates, also with reference to the Maisa Ego, and also with reference to Harsinai, and also with reference to Maisa Miriam, with reference to all of these, the Torah's Kohanim indicates that it has to be a Zechira, it has to be verbally articulated. And we know that Zocha B'Shomar B'Dibur Echon Emru, certainly with reference to Shabbos, it has in it two elements, two sides of a coin, one the positive side, one the negative side. Hishomer Pen is always referring to Alav, and Zocha, of course, as the Ramban writes, Barichos, refers to the positives of Shabbos. Chazal learned out, Zochre Alayayim, the Mokar for Kiddush, and the Egel. So all of these essentially require Zechira B'Pen. But the Kiddush of the Arts of Sachaim of the Malbim, a fascinating Kiddush that he has with reference to the ego, that's somehow embedded in the Parsha of Parah, because we don't want outright to mention Gendusa and Shal Yisrael. Now, is there a mitzvah say regarding Zechiras Ha'ego and regarding Zechiras Maisa Miriam? So the Rambam does not count it in Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's not found actually in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. The Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Yodua, that the Ramban felt that the Rambam was mashmit. The Rambam actually deleted a number of mitzvahs they should have counted. Probably the most famous one is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the obligation to make aliyah, to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he accused the Rambam of being mashmit that mitzvah. The Rambam does have, he mentions very clearly the obligation, he quotes the Gemara Ksubis, that the Olam, Yadu Adam Eretz Yisrael, Afil B'ir Shiru V'akum, V'yadu B'chutz Haaretz, Afil B'ir Shiru V'Yisrael. But that language of the Rambam is not a language which indicates an obligation. The Rambam, whenever he writes of something that's obligatory, his language is very clear. The Rambam say, mitzvah say liko kriya shema pamayim b'yom. Mitzvah say lishma tu ashovi rosh hashanah. The Rambam knew how to formulate an obligation, something which is of an obligatory nature. There the Rambam writes, li'olam. So many assume that the Rambam's intention, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be mekayim mitzvah kiyumis. Of course we should. So Eretz Yisrael, whether it's a Chayvas Gabra, a Chayvas Aguf, as the Ramban indicates, based on the Psukim and the Torah, or as the Rambam indicates, a mitzvah kiyumis, but undoubtedly, it's a significant mitzvah. So here, with reference to the issue of Egel and Miriam, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs adds to the Rambam, Zechiras Meiser Miriam, the Ramban contends, is also a mitzvah say, is also a positive commandment. The Rambam actually, obviously, did not hold as a mitzvah. The Rambam understood the way Rashi understood the Chumash. Eitzah Tov Kol Hashvuim. Hashem Yisbarach is giving us a good piece of advice. You'll take a look at the Ramban here, and you'll see the Ramban in the context of page number 3. The Ramban actually indicates this also in his Perash al Torah, besides over and above the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And here he mentions very clearly that it's not simply a mitzvah, Eitzah Tov Kol Hashvuim, not simply a good piece of advice I want you to follow, but rather a chiyuv, a mitzvah say. So according to the Rambam, the kasha regarding Miriam obviously falls, because the Rambam felt there's no need to count it in minyan mitzvahs. And again, with reference to Maaseh HaEgel, the Ramban is a sofik. Take a look at the Ramban on page number 3. On the pasuk of Zochei Sasha Asur Al Amalek, writes the Ramban, Kvar Iskarti HaMedrash Shadoshim Bo B'Sifro, Yochel B'Libcho, Shu Omer Lo Sishko, Chavishich HaSaleb Omor. And he calls it Sifrei as well. So the Ramban asks, what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah? How do you define this mitzvah? What are the parameters of this mitzvah? If that's what it's referring to, this would be already a smach to Mikra Megillah in Atara. This is discussed by a Sugya Megillah. The Gemara has a Kabbalah, Shileshim v'lo Riveyim. How many times in Tanakh is mentioned the idea of Amalek? But you see from this Rabban already, something which is already mentioned by many Dali Achronim, that when one reads the Megillah, one is also fulfilling a mitzvah of Zecher Mechias Amalek. Megillah unquestionably is a fulfillment of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Besides the many other kiyum that are found in the Megillah, a kiyum of Sharach Valdo, Kuryasa Zuhi Hilula, a kiyum of Talmud Torah, Mevadan Talmud Torah for Kuryasa Megillah, and many other kiyum that are actually embedded in the Kuryasa Megillah. So the Ramban already indicates, and he writes now the following. Va'anochem Be'ina, here on page 3, Shehu Lomar, what exactly is embedded in this mitzvah? Shelo tishkach ma she'asa lanu Amalek, not to forget that which Amalek did. Ad she'nimcha shemo b'tachas ha'shamayim, the obligation to blot out his name. U'nesaper zeh livoneinu l'doroseinu. This sounds very similar to another mitzvah that we're quite familiar with, namely the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, number one. Number two, the mitzvah of Maimon Hasina, the way the Ramban articulates it, both as an asay and a los asay, the obligation to transmit the Eish HaTorah, the experience of Maimon HaSinai, where the Torah describes in Parshas Veschanan very vividly, graphically, the imagery, the drama of Matan Torah is one which is vivid in our minds and in our hearts, seared into our very persona. Nivchei libeinu v'nafsheinu. We have to transmit that experience to our children, to our grandchildren. So here also the Ramban writes in a similar fashion, namely the obligation of parents transmitting to their children and grandchildren. That's what Amalek the Russia did. And the Ramban now continues. Ramban utilizes this opportunity to include Miriam as well in this. Exactly the Magen Avraham's taina, that it's the Gnai, both the Eagles, the Gnai of Klal Yisrael, and Miriam as well as a Gnai. This is to accentuate the enormity of the Chet of Lashon Hara. Neshu Chet Godol, it's a terrible avera and has horrific consequences. People are constantly nichshal in the chayda v'lashon hara. Quotes the Gemara. Moshe Amru, Ruban b'gezel u'miutan b'arayis v'hakol be'avak v'lashon hara. So here we have a machlokes rishonim regarding this question. As I said, regarding Maisa Egel, the Ramban has a suffix. Whether, again, this is relevant only to the door Shel HaMakzifim, the door that angered Hashem, or it has relevance the Dori Doros. But unquestionably, it could very well be a mitzvah the Doros. We should remember the Chazdei Hashem, Leman Das Tzidkes Hashem. Namely, regarding this chet, what the Gemara says, Aluva Kala Shezinso, the Kala actually was Mezana Tachas Chuposa, in the shadow of Har Sinai. The Kala, namely Klal Yisrael, was Mezana Rachmanu Litzlan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us Mechila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a reprieve and forgave us. So the Rambam apparently held that this is only limited to Dor HaMakzifim. It has a local, a parochial kind of application, but it's not relevant actually the Dorei Doros. Only according to the Ramban, as we mentioned over here, that the Maisa Miriam is Mitzah Seh, and the Ramban is Noite, he has a Sofek, regarding the Chet HaEgel, but he's noita that even that is nageya l'dorei doros as well. So this is a discussion which is very well known regarding the Sheis Zechiros, and I begin actually the introduction to the entire Yom Tov Purim with this discussion. Let me just mention perhaps one last thing in this regard before we enter the entire arena. The Medrash Tanchuma actually writes that the Maaseh Mechiyas HaMalek has in it another famous Inyan, and the Medrash Tanchuma gives a mashal to a melech who had a kerem, he owned the vineyard, and he surrounded the vineyard with fences in order to protect it from those would-be potential marauders, and he also put there a watchdog in order to protect his kerem. And obviously the watchdog was of a nature, let's call it a bulldog or a hound dog, a dog that was capable of biting, capable of neshicha, and the Medrash describes the Yomim Babanoi Shel Melech. The son of the king came and attempted to apparently breach the gader, and he was bitten by the dog. So the Medrash says, Kach Kolzman Shehamelech Reitzel Haski Libnoi, his Avla, whenever the king wants to remind the son of that which he did, that he was pirate together at Kerem, he was Maskir Birimiza. Do you remember when you were once bit by a dog? And the intention, of course, is to remind us that why the Neshicha Sakelem came. Zohar Yisra Sha'asa L'cha Amalek, Chazal say, is juxtaposed to Refidim, Namely, Rafidim, of course, indicates Kevin Shirafu Yudeim and Atela Miyad Vayavu Amalek. There's a juxtaposition. Once Klal Yisrael, once their commitment to Torah is attenuated, is weakened. So then, of course, without Torah, there's no Amunah. And that's exactly the Shabbos of Zohar, that we have to constantly remind ourselves of the matzav of Klal Yisrael in terms of our commitment to Limud HaTorah. And therefore, if we don't commit ourselves to Limud HaTorah, Rachman Litzan, we can be subjected to Maisa Amalek, Asher Korech HaBaderech, without any reason. The Malbim already has a long discussion. The language of the Pasuk is so striking. Vayavu Amalek, some Bedouin tribe that emerges suddenly, plutzling, without any warning whatsoever. And where did they come from? A lengthy trek that they had to undergo in order to somehow encounter Klal Yisrael. Why? Generally speaking, we know that when a nation attempts to engage in some sort of conquest, to be kovesh, arotzo, shtochim, etc., they do so for all kinds of reasons. Geopolitical reasons, territorial gain, national pride, all kinds of reasons. Here, Vayavu Amalek, pitom, they arrived on the scene. And the answer is, according to the Zoya, and according to the way Chazal described it, Amalek is toiled in the tohu. They are evil incarnate. No reason whatsoever. Simply out of sheer hatred for Klal Yisrael, Vayavu Amalek, Vayalachim Yisrael, Befidim. But it had to come for some reason that the Ribbono Shel Olam sicked that dog on us. And the answer is, Kevin Sherafu Yedem and Atela, Miyad Vayavu Amalek. And that's a constant lesson that we have to be cognizant of. Once we enter Eretz Yisrael, once Hashem gives us a schus to live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to make sure that we are constantly on board with Him completely. There's a machlokes of Yishayim Kayadua on the psukim Ve'ato Oyev Yogea V'lo Yarei Elokim. Who is that referred to? Does it refer to Amalek, or does it refer to Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael? Ve'ato Oyev Yogea V'lo Yarei Elokim. So here we have an introduction, as I call it, to the Sheis Sechiros. And let's begin, actually, by referring to a well-known din in Shulchan Aruch, which is the Gemara Megillah, on page number 4. Look on page number 4, you will see that we have here Arba Parshios. So let's just briefly mention the Arba Parshios, as the Mechaber quotes. Mechaber tells you, Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSamach Nisan Shecholios B'Shabbos. This year, Korim B'Parshios Shkolim Shekisisa, the Mafti Vayichos Yehoyada, and we take out 3 Svarim. And one of them we read the Pasha Shavua. And the second one we read Shavuot Chodesh. And the third one we read Mafti of Pasha Shkolim. This week I've been more or less spoken to by a number of Minyanei Chatzerot, who asked me, they only have 1 Sefer Torah. What should they do? So I said, the Chatchila, try to acquire 3. That would be the ideal. But if that's not going to happen, you only have 1, so you have no choice. The issue they raised was the issue in Golden Sefer Torah B'Tzibur, Mishum Tichah D'Tzibura, Agamara, Adin Shulchan Aruch. But when one is in a situation of Ein Breira, so then one has to go ahead. They ask me, what should we do between the Golel of the Sefer Torah, moving it first from the Pasha Shavua, which is the Pasha Mishpatim, and then subsequently Rosh Chodesh to Pinchas, and then back to Kisisa? I say, have someone say Divrei Torah. What's the problem? I'll be glad to if you invite me. No problem at all. I'll be glad to go ahead. And the only problem is I'm preoccupied elsewhere. But other than that, aside from that problem, that's what you should do. Be also be Divrei Torah. Anyway, so the Mechaber goes on to say, B'Shabbos Shniyah Motziyim Be'Svarim Be'Echad Kori Pasha Shavua, and the second one, Zochar Es Asher Oseh L'cha Amalek, and tells you the Maftir. B'Shabbos Shlishi, so then we have Mafsik, Tesva Ba'adar, B'Shabbos Dalet Shulcha Beis Adar, we take out 2 Svarim, Pashas Parab, B'Zorak L'Chem Mayim Tahorim. So here, more or less, the Mechaber has presented the Shabbosos of Chodesh Adar. We have the 4 Pashas. Pashas Shkolin deals with the Mitzvah Machtsa Shekel, Pashas Zohar deals with the Schir Maise Amalek, Pashas Parab, the Tara of Tmei Mesim, as a Hachona for the Akrab of the Korban Pesach, Pashas Chodesh deals with the Chodesh Nisan, and deals with the Korban Pesach. So, in effect, Ashkenazim have a practice not to be masking the Shomos. Ashkenazim have a practice not to say Avir Rachamim. They say Tzidkos Chatzedek, with the exception if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh, or Yigimu Ba'ado, then you don't say Tzidkos Chatzedek. So let's just briefly mention the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Kot Nalef gives you a brief Precy of each of the Dalet Parshas. The first Parsha, of course, is Shkolim. We're going to read this coming Shabbos, where the Torah said, Niven Esim Shana V'Mala, that from the age of 20, each individual is obligated to bring a Machzis HaShekel to Umal Hashem. And of course, when were they Machzis al Shkolim? It's a Mishnah in Shkolim. They were Machzis al Mishchedish Adar. That's when they made the promulgation. That's when they made the pronouncement. And that's why it was Nikva, that the Shabbos of Parsha Shkolim should be read, actually, the Shabbos of Mishchedish Adar. And as mentioned, we take out three Sifrei Torah. This Kiyum HaMitzvah before Purim expresses Dak Domas Hashkolim Vatuma Shalonu to the Shkolim that were given by Haman to the Achashverosh. L'shem Hashmodas Am Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. That's the Gemara Megillah. So when Rosh Chodesh falls in the middle of the week, then you read the Pasha Shkolim and the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Then you would take out two Sifrei Torah. La Alocha, it's more or less accepted that the Kriya Pasha Shkolim is only a Chiv Drabonim. It's only a rabbinic enactment, a Takonas Chachamim. Again, as the Mechaber said, I'm just more or less summarizing what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here in Siman Tov Reish Pei Hei. Regarding Pasha Zohar, the Shabbos before Purim, we have a Takona Pasha Zohar, and there we're Mekayim Mitzvah Semen HaTorah of Zechiras Maisei Amalek. We remember the wickedness of Amalek, that he went and engaged a nation that was Nechsholim, that Beteva, we were weak, and yet he attacked us. We remember the Nisyonos of Amalek, Levatel Hashem Hashem in Olam Milchoma Lashem Ba'Amolek Ein Hashem Sholem Bin Akisa Sholem Achi Mochas Arashel Amolek. And remember the obligation of Mechias Amolek. So the Ramban and the Rambam will discuss this separately in Mitzvah Hashem when we get to Pasha Zohar. They assume fundamentally that one could go ahead and be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Schira, as we just read a moment ago in the Ramban, by telling over the entire saga of Amolek. Whatever nusach a person decides to utilize, but the Chacham Bokoveya, then one should select a particular parsha, the parsha of Zohar, and through that parsha, one is behind the mitzvah of Zohar is Asher Amalek. Tosis actually writes, and this is not just Tosis, but many Achronim, they indicate that one can be behind actually the mitzvah of Zechir and HaTorah, Davka al Yudei Kriyas Parsha Zohar. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch here writes the Halacha in Siv Beis. In the second Shabbos, we take out two svarim, the echad kori pasha shavua, uvasheni kori zocher es asher asa l'cha amolek. The kiyum takanas chachamim to read the pasha zocher is dafka samach l'purim, and that's how we yotzi the mitzvah of zechira. Now, in order to mekayim the mitzvah d'araisa, so the chatchila we have to read, and this we'll get to in Yetzah Hashem. We'll just briefly mention some of the elements that are found in the Mishnah Berurah. This is a very, very Mole v'godosh Mishnah Berurah, down on page number 5. He goes through a fair number of dinim relating to Parsha Zohar. We'll just mention some of them right now very briefly in a very sketchy kind of fashion. Namely, to read a mitoch ha-sefer, a sefer Torah. Number 2, a requirement of a minyan. And someone who did not do so, as I mentioned a moment ago, the Magen Avraham writes, one can be yotzei the chi of a kriyas v'yav v'amalek on Purim morning, and in effect, he'll say the Parsha Zohar from a chumash. Min HaTorah, as we saw a moment ago, there's no specific time period. Every day we mention, among the Sheish Zechiros, we mention Amalek. So there's no Zman Mesuyam that one has to read Pasha Zohar. Everyone can read this Pasha whenever he so desires. Zohar is Asher Asher Lecha Amalek, Baderech Metzei Sechem Mitzrayim. The Torah does not specify when one is obligated to go ahead and remember and be Mekayim this Mitzvah of Zechira. And there are places that have the practice, actually, that they're, as most of us do, we are masmech zechiras maise amolek lepurim, because Haman, of course, is mizara shel amolek. Haman is among the sign of amolek, and even though when we get to the Pasha Kiseitse, the chatchila, one should do it in Pasha Zohar. But again, as I mentioned a moment ago, if one misses it in Pasha Zohar, and one misses Purim morning, then when we come to Kiseitse, one should have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah se daraisa of Zohar dafka there. So there's no time period, no specific time frame where it's mentioned. Of course, the korei and the shomea have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah pasha Zohar. There are places actually, usually they make an announcement, they make a big achroza with reference to it. And again, if a person wants to be yotzei, if he missed pasha Zohar and he missed Purim morning, according to Magen Avraham, so then he should tell the Balkari when we come to Kiseitse, please have in mind to be mechaving, to be motzi me the mitzvah of parsha zocher. I actually have seen this in my lifetime 4 or 5 times, where somehow people miss parsha zocher. How? I don't know. And then they miss Purim morning. How? I don't know. Maybe they became shikra at nighttime. It's against the Gemara. It's also Suras Purim Shosa Balayla Yosne Chavoso. Shenemar, you made Mishneh V'Simcha Ksiv. They were not aware of the Gemara. And somehow people think that there's a mitzvah in Ishtake. There's no such mitzvah either. Plenty of Yisurim involved in Shichwas. I'll get to that in a separate discussion. And then we have also the Mishneh Berurah points out here the Zecher and the Zecher, which itself is an entire literature. That Mitzad Adin, actually, it's sufficient to read it one time, the Nusach HaMekubal, which is Zecher. The Mishneh Berurah said you should read 2 Nusachim. And that seems to be the practice. Anyway, some actually have the practice of reading the Nusach, which is less logical. Timcha is Zecher HaMalek, and then they read the Nusach HaMaduyuk. Timcha is Zecher HaMalek. I'll discuss that perhaps, Bli Neder, if we have sufficient time. And there are those also who are Mechayev, that anyone who hears Kriya Zochav and Sefer Torah, which is written in whatever ksav, and this, when I was a Rab in the yeshiva of Hagoyim of Chaim Drukvin, Shashem Yarech Yomav, so they had for Pasha Zohar, I believe 9 or 10 different kriyas. There was an Ashkenazi kriya, there was a Sephardi kriya, there were so many different havarot, and he even permitted me, the Litvak, to also lay in as well. I told him, we should also get a share in this matter, since we're already trying to be yotzei all the different havarot, why not? So therefore, the question is, meikra adin, should one be chayshish, dafka for that? So it depends on where you come from and what circles you travel in. The chatchila, someone should hear the proper havarad, that he is noheg, whenever there's kriyas haTorah. My Rebbe, Yav Soloveitchik, would not permit anyone to read the Torah b'havara Sfaradit. He held you not yotzei b'chlal, and you had to read b'havara Ashkenazis. And of course, not only talking about the Shem Hashem, there are those who a makbid they lain and havaras for adit, but the Shem Hashem they say with the kamatz based on the Gemara and Shuras, based on Ben Bechaye, based on other Rishonim. But he was not into that. He felt the entire kriya has to be havar Ashkenazis. Otherwise, you cannot lain. There's a person who lain for Rav Soloveitchik for many years. He spoke Hebrew fluently. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. A math professor. He was an absolute outstanding balkorei. So he was able, Baruch Hashem, to manage havar Ashkenazis without any difficulty. And he was also makbid under Trump. So that she held the Trump as Ma'akim, which is not the position of Rav HaGdolei Poskim. Anyway, the Chatchila, certainly you should hear the Havara that you are accustomed to, and you should, from the Sefer Torah, which your Eda is accustomed to. If you're mapping it on Ksav Velish, the Ari HaKodesh, so then you should have to use that Sefer Torah. If you're mapping on Beseyse, which is the leadership belt, make sure you have that Sefer Torah. And if you have a minion of Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, or you have many yeshivas to have a combination, so then you, as I said, can read all the different nusachim. Okay, we'll speak about the issue of some of the more practical pratim and Yitz Hashem a bit later when we address Parshas Zohar. Let me just mention Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh, the two last parshios that are found here in Shulchan Aruch. Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh are, of course, connected to Chodesh Nisan and connected to Chag HaPesach. The Parsha of the Parah deals with the Tara of the Tomei Meis, the Eifa Parah Aduma. This man that was Nikva for the Kriya Parshas Parah is the Shabbos before the Shabbos that we read the Parsha Chodesh. We shouldn't have a machlokes whether, as I said, Kriyas Parshas Parah is a chiyum in HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's a chiyum in HaTorah to read Parshas Parah. And I saw it actually in the tshuva of Agoyim Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, because he always follows Maran HaMechaber. So he also contends that it's a chiyum d'araisa, unquestionably. And the truth of the matter is, Rov Nosei Kelim hold there's no chiyum in HaTorah to read Parshas Parah. Even though the Mechaber equates, he writes, Yesh Omrim, that Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah Aduma Chayav Mekar Medaraisa, but Rav HaPoskim, including the Mishneh Berurah, there's no such Torah obligation to read Parshas Parah. According to all the shittas in this Parsha, a person does not have to be makvid to read it in that Havara that he normally lays the Kriyas HaTorah. That Kpeda is only with reference to Parshas Zohar, not with reference to Parshas Parah. And certainly, if I did not hear every word, people in Parshas Zohar, they are very medactic to make sure every word, every letter, and essentially with reference to the Parsha of Parah, the Chatchila, of course, wants you to hear every word, but if a person missed a word, undoubtedly you are Yotzei. There's another question which we have to discuss with reference to women and Parsha Zohar. That's a big machlokes of Rishonim, but in terms of Parsha's Parah, if you hold that the Chiyuv of Parsha's Parah is only a Chiyuv Rabbanon, which is the Virov HaPoskim, certainly women are potter from Parsha's Parah. Some contend that the according to the opinion that the Kriya Parshas Parah is a Chiyum and Atara, women would also be chayav listening to Parshas Parah. The minog, which is clearly universally practiced, women do not come b'miyucha to hear Parshas Parah. The last parsha I want to discuss is the Parsha Chodesh, which deals with the Kriyas of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Pesach Mitzrayim, Chagat Pesach Nedaros, that parsha is the one that's read Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, we read the Parsha Chodesh on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Again, we would take out three Sivrei Torah. There's a general accepted Masorah or practice that a Kohen is not able to mafti b'arba parshas. He does not get the Aliyah in four parshas. But unquestionably, if they decided, for whatever reason, usually when there's no Rav, or there's no one who understands much about Halacha, so their mother, a Kohen, someone told me this story. So then he told me, what should we have done? I said, well, what did you do? So he told me they removed the Kohen from the Bima. And there was a hue and cry from the father of the Kohen and from other people who knew the Kohen's family. It's very clear. Ein limchay salkach. Once the Kohen is eila, the Gemara says in Megillah, Kohen eila the minyan shiva, only mishum kavod atzibu, we don't do so. And therefore, Mikra Adin, suddenly he'll be able to get the Aliyah. Godol hasholom, shekol ha-Torah kulo nidna elasa sholom ba'ilam, shenema, dvachea dachinaya, b'chol nisivosea sholom. That should be the factor that guides us. What about, and someone already asked me this question, he's going to have his bar mitzvah on Shabbos Parsha Zohar. And now the question is, can he read the Parsha Shavua of that Shabbos? So the answer is yes. He can read the Parsha Shavua, no problem. But the Chatchila, he should not read Parsha Zohar, but Dafka Balkari is a God of Rishonim, and he should get the maftir. But if it's going to create machlokes, and that's what he told me, there will be machlokes. I said, how do you know? He said, I know b'nevua, that there's going to be machlokes in the shul. So I said, there's going to be machlokes, then yesh lahokel b'davar. Then we could even let a bar mitzvah bocher read Parsha Zohar. Again, as I said, it's not the ideal, and that's not what should be done, certainly on a chatchila kind of basis. I want to just mention, before I was going to discuss a bit regarding Parsha Shkolim, that the first Parsha that we're going to read this coming Shabbos is Parsha Shkolim, where, as I mentioned, from the age of 20 and up, each Jew is obligated to give machsa shekel tumah l'Hashem. The Shkolim actually that are given, Mikach HaTzibur of the Parsha, are designed to essentially finance the Korban HaTzibur and other items that are found in the Migdash. That's what the Pasuk says, Tumah l'Hashem. The Mishnah, beginning of Shkolim, the first Mishnah, Be'echad Ba'adar, Mashmi'im Al HaShkolim. That means that at that time, where Yotzi Bachroza, that people should donate, should be Torah in the Machzah Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So why are we Machriz on the Shkolim, Be'echad Ba'adar? So the Gemara Megillah, and Daf Chav Tes, the Gemara explains the reason is because that Truma has to come to the Mikdash till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In Chodesh Nisan, the Torah says, Chadesh V'hovi Karba Mitzuma Chadosha. And therefore, we're makdim, we're machriz on the obligation of Truma 30 days before the Tarikh, before that date, which is designated for this. Elsewhere, the Gemara actually, the Gemara Daf Yigimah Mabez, which I alluded to earlier, the Gemara actually in Megillah tells us a very beautiful thought and contrasts, and the Gemara actually connects the Havas Ashkolim Mechadishadah Tapurim. Amar Shlokish, Golu Viyadua, Ve Mishama Bahoya Olam, Shaosin Haman Lishkol Shkolim Al Yisrael. That's what Haman did when Achashverosh gave him the signet ring and gave him in primatur, Lahashmin Laru Labis Kola Yudin Minab Yad Zokin Tafadoshim Yom Echot, Vishlosha Asol Hashem Asol Chadishador, Ushlom Lavois. Therefore, says the Gemara, Lefika Chikdim Shikleyem Lishkolov. And that's what the Mishnah says, Be'echa Ba'adar Mashmiyim Al HaShkolov. And that was before Haman had a chance to be Shoykel Hishkolim in Chodesh Nisan. We have Makdim and we are Shoykel Ashkolim, namely the Shiklei Truma, the Shiklei Nedova, and that's where we are Marbim Aschusin. We go ahead and show the Ribbono Shel Olam, we demonstrate to him our commitment to him, and according to that, the Hachroza of Avor HaShkolim B'tchilas Chodesh Adar is part of the Mavak, part of the fight, if you will, part of the Milchama that we have with Haman, with Amalek, which the Ikar is in Chodesh Adar. The Gemara says in Chavtes, the Gemara points out that this man that was Nikva for the Hachroza and Avor HaShkolim, in effect, is the basis of the Takana to read Parsha HaShkolim in Shabbos or Chodesh Adar. The Lashon of the Gemara is the following. Kadminan v'karinan be'echa ba'adar. We are makdim to read be'echa ba'adar. In order, we should bring Shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash. So it comes out in Pashtus that the Kriyas of Pashtus Shkolim is a chelek of the Hachroza on Havoa Shkolim the Mikdash. I saw that in the Meiri, in that Sugya. And the Chavtesim and all, the Meiri writes, Kvar Yodata Shebeecha Ba'adar Mashmim Al Shkolim, Kide Shechinu Kula Meshikleim Beecha Benisam, V'yachshev Omer Sheosin Lo Hashma Acheres, V'Kriyas Pashtus Shkolim. But also Rashi seems to indicate that position as well. And today, when we no longer have the Beis Hamikdash, so the Kriya is a Zecher, the Mitzvahs Nesin HaShkolim. The Chinuch writes this very clearly. He says, Be'achshav Ba'amonoseinu, She'em Lo Hamikdash V'lo HaShkolim, No'agu Kol Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael Anoig L'Zecher Adova, Likros B'Beis HaKnesset V'chol Shona V'Shona Parsha Zo. So it's interesting that you even have Rishonim, and one of the Balei HaTosfos in the Daf Yigilim and Alfin Brochos even mentions this, that he counts the Parsha of Shkolim among the Parshias of Chiyuv and HaTorah to read it. But the simple pshat that is only a Chiyuv the Rabbanon, not more than that, it's a rabbinic enactment. That's Mashma from Rov HaPoskim, who discussed this matter. Only the Gabi Parsha Zochar and Parsha Pora, is there a Yeshomrim, is there a position that it might be Daraisa, but it's Lahalocha Muskam, the Kriya Parsha Shkolim is certainly a Chiyuv the Rabbanon. We'll just mention one last thing, which is the Haftarah of Parsha Shkolim, that's also mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch. We read Maftirim B'Yoyada HaKoyin. And there's a whole discussion. This is always a fascinating discussion when Ashkenazim begin and where Sfaradim begin the Haftarah. This is always fascinating. And there are Svarim written Dafka on this topic. The Minhag Ashkenazim is to read the Haftarah from Menshev HaShonim Yoyosh B'Molcho. The Minhag Sfaradim, they read from Vayichos Yoyada Esabris. Means that the Ashkenazim, I read in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Sukkim Aleph to Yud Zayin, and the Sfaradim read Yud Aleph, Yud Zayin. What's very fascinating is what happens when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So there's a whole discussion regarding the Haftarah. That's this year when Rosh Chodesh is both Friday and on Shabbos. And we mentioned earlier, the Seder HaKriya and the Torah on Shabbos is that the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh is read before the Parsha of Shkolim. And the Mordechai explains because Rosh Chodesh is Todir. Obviously, we read Rosh Chodesh more often than we read the Parsha of Shkolim. And that's the principle that the Gemara has in Zvachim and elsewhere. Despite that fact, the Gemara says very clearly that even when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we are mafti b'aptorah Shkolim. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch writes what we just read. So the question is, why don't we invoke the principle of Todir v'sheinu Todir, Todir Kodem, as we normally do? We should be mafti in the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. There are a number of answers that are quoted by the Poskim Halacha. The Mordechai, the Tosfos Reed over there, writes that the Haftarah is based on the fact that it has to be connected to the last Kriya. Namely, Haftarah is connected to the Kriya Satoriah. Tosfos points this out in Megillah. Many Rishonim point this out. The Mordechai, Tosfos Reed, other Rishonim as well. And therefore, since the last Kriya was the Kriya Parsha Shkolim, so the Haftarah is going to be connected to that which was read right before it. Other Rishonim suggest that the Haftarah Parsha Shkolim is connected to Rosh Chodesh. Because this man of the giving of the Matzah Shekel is learned now from the Pasuk in the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's given superiority over the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, that's how the Ramah writes in the Shelton Chuvis, and others suggest that the reason why we're mafti in the Haftarah of Shkolim is because the Kviyas Haftarah is part of the Takona of Dalo Parshios. And that's what Tosfos Reed also writes with reference to this matter. So here we have a brief description, an overview of some of the issues that are going to be a Mitzvah Hashem we're going to encounter in the next short while in terms of Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zochar, Parshas Parah, Parshas Chodesh, and there are many particulars involved. We're going to discuss Parshas Zochar in greater depth in Mitzvah Hashem. And so this will be the first shiur, hopefully, of a series of shiurim that we'll be able to overview not just the Dal Parshas, but Mitzvah Hashem, get into a lot of the details with reference to Purim as well, and certainly we'll be Messiah, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbi Besimcha, Alavai, we should all be Zeche to many, many Svachot. Exactly what the nature of that statement also needs a fair amount of detail, of minutia, because it's very unclear. We know the Gemara tells us only with reference to one halacha are we familiar with this din of Mishenichnas Adar, Marbi Besimcha. Namely, there's a concept that certainly if one has a din Torah with a non-Jew, so we know when one should go to a din Torah with a non-Jew, and one should avoid going to a din Torah with a non-Jew. But essentially, we don't really have a detailed kind of understanding of what the nature of this halacha is, namely what type of simcha we're referring to. The Gemara actually has, I cited over here in the Maamar Mekomos. It's quoted actually by the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes this fascinating. On page number 6, you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Ches and Tafresh Beivov, he writes, Sivkon Ches, Mishinichnas Adar, Mabri Mesivcha, Mishe Shaldinim Akum, Yishbol Be'adar. There the Mishnah Berurah quotes the halacha. Rashi, in the Masechta, Rashi in Tainis, and of Chavtesim and Al, Rashi comments, Yimei Nisim Hoyu Yisrael. Rashi says that the days of Chodesh Adar, Purim and Pesach. Now the Simcha of Chodesh Adar is because of the Yimei Geula. We are beginning now the Yimei Geula. And here we have a Chiddush that Simchas Purim is not only operative on Yom Tov Purim itself, but in Chodesh Adar. HaChodesh HaShem Nepach Lehem Yogam V'Simcha, according to the Yerushalmi. One can read the Megillah any time during the month. The Mishnah writes, Yadav, Yibes, Yigil, Yadav, Tezlov, like Pachas, Velayayaser. But the Yerushalmi says, the entire month is kosher for Kriyas HaMegillah because the entire month becomes saturated with Simcha. And the Gemara actually, and Chavtes, in Tainis, is Mefaret, what exactly the Simcha involves. It just mentions one din that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, but I just want to end by reading something someone sent me from the Munkacha, the Admor Mimunkach. Has a comment in his Nimukei Arachayim, and he says the following regarding this Gemara. HaSimcha hu chiyuv min haTorah. Simcha is an obligation, a Torah obligation. Uchsiv tachas asher lovatas Hashem Elokecha, besimcha v'tuv leiva merov kol. Alkein bevadai osu dios netzav v'gami v'tachliso, that one should be said is certainly absolutely interdicted. Alkein nokad rak be'ezid dvorim memata besimcha mishenichnas av. So when it comes to Chedish Av, the Gemara mentions a number of things that we should be memayik b'simcha. Kedei lemayik, shebishar advarim yischazik b'simcha v'itocham bilvavu anem al Hashem u'metzab l'Yeshua ha'geula. There the Gemara mentions a number of things because overall, the overarching kind of tone should always be one of simcha. Av v'mishenichas adar marbim b'simcha nokat stam. Ki mida toiva meruba u'be'eze dobar shenuch al'oz laharbat b'simcha mitzvah ika. There's achsid shepshat. That whatever possible simcha one could muster and one could invoke, of course, that's what one should do. Marbim b'simcha. So in reference to Chodesh Av, it mentions one or two items he should be memay, because overall he should be b'simcha. But now in Chodesh Adar, it should be overflowing with simcha. Because echad yishayah b'lvavoy b'nafshay v'loy nokat prati advarim b'simcha. Why do we mention the details? She'oz hayah memay, d'achirini, eiz advarim. But she'oyah mashra, rak be'ela advarim yabbi b'simcha. If we were to go ahead in detail, we would then think that only in these areas. Uve'emes mitzvah, becholma de'efshar laharbos, belibo binyona besimcha shel mitzvah. In other words, the Munkacha, Rav is suggesting that the reason why the Gemara did not mention how they be mesameh Chodesh Adar, Chacham did not want to limit. They didn't want to go ahead and place any kind of hagbalah on the ofen ha'simcha this month. They wanted the simcha should be overflowing, should be melave, all the meris ha-chedesh, all the maisim of our month, b'chedesh zeh and chedesh ador, halavai v'shib b'zeche, v'shenichnas ador, ma b'misimcha, v'shoyin and bring it down the halacha. It's true that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't quote this Gemara. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah does quote it. Even though regarding chedesh av, they write, v'shenichnas ador, mematim b'simcha, that's a Rambam, Hilchos Taanios, also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. B'chol zot, it's clear that this din, which is quoted by the Magen Avraham, by the Mishnah Berurah, but many other poskim here, we don't limit the simcha as we do, for example, on Yom Tov, ain't simcha of a bus of a yayin. But here the simcha should be be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach. Hopefully, should be pirates, kolak vulos, and halavai Rebbeinu Shem should send us that kind of a simcha, which will be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach bring us seres teves Yeshuas and Nechamos the Neitzach Netzachim be'ezah Hashem imchol kol chayli. The pandemic should be completely and totally erased. Poka the Gamri, and then the Simcha will be able to be Peretz Gulos, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the entire Chodesh will be Hashem Nepach, Miyogel Nesimcha, Simcha Amites Ushleima, Merv Yomeinu, Amen V'Yomein.
Yeshu Koach. Did we mention that the Kriyas HaMegillah itself